Well, great morning, everyone. Wow, October 6th it is today. Welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins. I've not had the pleasure of meeting you. Thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration. And it's a locker room type session where we get together and we share some ideas and we come away with some motivation, some inspiration, and some determination to continue on this path that we have started. I'm really blessed and fortunate to be asked to do this Mojo Call, and I don't take it for granted. Oftentimes, we will share a book that we are reading or have currently read. Today will be no exception for that rule for me. I just recently finished a book by John Hope Bryant titled Up From Nothing. The book caught my attention in the title because Up From Nothing describes our ACN journey. We all start from nothing in ACN. Every ACN business starts at ground zero, nothing. And we have to build it up block by block, brick by brick, customer by customer, no by no. Disappointment by disappointment. Sounds a lot like life, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly what it is. So this book, Up From Nothing by John Hope Bryant, it's a compelling book. Let me tell you a little bit about him. John Hope Bryant was born and raised in Compton, California, South Central LA, for those of you familiar with the place. You already know, that's the hood. And his story is one that's really fascinating to come out of the hood and to be so successful. How successful? He is an American financial literacy entrepreneur and businessman and philanthropist. He's the founder, CEO, and chairman of a nonprofit, Operation Hope, among many, many other things that he is involved in and does, including helping people learn how to buy homes and property. I even discovered that he is into driving race cars. Wow. We're going to talk about this Up From Nothing story, though, because I think it hits so home with we and ACN and what we go through. All right. First of all, very few people succeed in this industry of ours called network marketing. In fact, if you look at the total number, how many people are there in America? 330, 40 million? I don't know, somewhere around there. Very few people succeed in that number, if you look at it. And the book really is about growing and getting America on track so that all of us succeed. But more on that in a moment. One of the things that I've discovered that is absolutely essential to succeed, not just in this business, ACN, but in life, is confidence. Confidence is not something that you can buy, but it is something you can develop. You have to go about doing it the right way. It involves being around the right people, hearing the right things, reading the right things, seeing the right things. Anybody can do it, but few are willing to do what it takes to do it. That not only is a mirror of what it means to be successful. Anybody can do it, but few are willing to do what it takes. But it also, it speaks to a lot of other things in life that we all should be achieving, but many don't. Because as the old saying goes, if it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. This book is about a new winning mindset and about you winning in your lifetime, John says. It's about reimagining a better way for us all to win. So he's looking at a holistic approach to America, capitalism, and how we can all win. He says we must have the right mindset. Where have we heard that before? Oh, yes, Saturday training. The first training, in fact, on Saturday, mindset. So he says we have to have the right mindset. He also says we must believe that we can win and in our lifetime. So it's about saying we can do this, having a goal, I'm going to accomplish this, and putting a timeline behind it in my lifetime. We must realize that we have a better way. Eric Worre says it's a stone cold fact that network marketing is a better way. We have to realize that we do have a better way. Network marketing, and in ACN in particular, is a better way. We have to realize that, embrace it, and then go out and make it happen. Now, he says some things about the book, and I'll repeat them here. He says, this book is not about black and white, as in race, or red and blue, as in politics. He says, this book is about the color green, as in money, or a more sustainable world. Some of the tidbits from the book are, he says, we must all commit to forget the noise. Now, the noise is a euphemism for whatever distracts you. It can be racism. It can be politics. It can be being vaccinated or non-vaccinated. It can be anything. It's noise that distracts you. You ever go to a ball game? Oh, let me change that. You ever play in a ball game? Mr. Solomon can relate to this. In the ball game, fans are screaming and yelling. Teammates are screaming and yelling. Coaches are screaming and yelling. Everybody's screaming and yelling. Noise. The great ones know how to block that out. Focus, concentrate, and do what they came to do. We have to do that as well in this business. We have to learn how to block out the noise. Sometimes the noise is coming from our own head. We need to learn to block it out. The next thing he says that we have to do is we must stop messing up our own business plan, a.k.a. self-sabotage. Stop shooting ourselves in our own feet and admiring ourselves for our accuracy, as Brian Tracy would say. Yeah, stop messing up our own way. Stop getting in our own way. Move out of our own way. Get your business plan. Work it and stop messing with it. He says, we can rebuild a country that will sustain us all. That sounds to me like us and future generations. Isn't that what we want to build here at ACN? A business that we can change future generations with? I think we can do that. He also says that we have to recognize the value of people. And he says the people at the bottom of the pyramid. Well, I will go back to Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It is about recognizing the value of people. I love the statement that was made, and I can't remember her name, when she became regional vice president last year on the coalition team. She says, RVP stands for Really Value People. I love that because we have to recognize the value of people in this customer acquisition business that we're in. We have to learn how to value people, and not for what they can do for us. Value them for what we can do for them. Ask not, John Kennedy said, of what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's what we need to ask as it relates to people. Not what they can do for us, but what we can do for them. And he said it's about turning the barely surviving into thriving and us all being winners. That sounds like what I hear Senior Vice Presidents Orrin Solomon and Leanne Gabriel say all the time. They want all of us to be thriving in this business, not just surviving. Entrepreneurs built America from the ground up. And the books that the chapters that this book has, there are only six chapters. The book is about a 4.5-hour read, a little bit more than that. But about a 4.5-hour read, give or take the preface and introduction. And it has six chapters. Chapter one, what we forgot about the American dream. Chapter two, the thrivers and the winners. Chapter 3, The Survivors, What's Getting in There and Everybody's Way. Chapter 4, Five Pillars of Success. This is the longest chapter, and he outlines what those five pillars of success are for everybody. Chapter 5, Capitalism for All. And the last chapter, chapter 6, Our Mental Upgrade as a Nation. Now, this is the second longest chapter, and we all do have to have a mental upgrade. Back to that mindset again. I leave you with this. On the Darren Daily I listened to this morning, Darren talked about three advantages that we all have to employ to be very successful. In fact, these three advantages were taken from a question that he was asked when he was the editor of Success Magazine, and it was his responsibility to decide who went on the cover of those magazines. And he said, the things that separated the people that ended up on the cover of that magazine from everybody else who believes are these three things. I'm going to drop them on you and then allow you to marinate in them as we work our way through them. Number one, he said, was access to counsel. John Hope Bryant talked about that a lot in his book. Access to people, counsel, good advice, people who've been where we want to go and who've done it well, what we want to do. People like Orrin Solomon and Leanne Gabriel. Yeah, access to counsel. And we can't limit it just to people in ACN, but there's some other very successful people outside of network marketing, outside of this arena. We need to seek out and be able to access very wise counsel and then listen to them and do what they say do, be coachable. So the first is access to counsel. The second advantage, he said, is connections. And he talks about different connections that we can make with people. Networking, we call it, right? Making connections with people that allow us to grow our group of people and influences and influencers that we know. Making connections with people. That means that we need to talk to more people and we need to expand our horizons beyond maybe just the little circles that we move in and branch out. One of the great ways of doing that that was told to me is to join meetups of things that interest me, groups that interest me, join meetups. And in doing that, you'll be exposed to new people that you can grow and learn and increase your connections base. And the third thing, the third advantage, he said, was strategy. My friend Lorraine Worrell calls it a game plan. We have to have a set group of strategies for how we're going to accomplish the things that we want to do. We can't just meander through this ACN business and expect it to work. No, we have to work the business in a very deliberate, diligent way so that we know that we're covering the bases, that we are achieving the things that we want to achieve. We have metrics and we have benchmarks and we have goals and we have a timeline associated with those. We have a game plan. No coach goes into any game without a game plan. And if they do, they're probably not very successful. Yet we do it in business all the time. And in our ACN businesses, we do it all the time. We don't have a game plan that we can look at daily and say, what am I going to accomplish today? What is my to-do list today? What am I doing? Who am I calling? What appointments do I have? What meetings do I have? What PVZs am I doing? What is my strategy? What is my game plan? The book is titled Up From Nothing by John Hope Bryant. I found it to be very insightful and enlightening. Do it. And do it. When I say it, that is whatever you set your mind to do. Do it. Like Nike says, just do it. Do it. Read more. Increase your connections and your networking circle. Increase those around you who can be counsel for you. And solidify your game plan, your strategy for success, so that we all can grow and come up from nothing to become all that we can be, not just in this ACN business, but in life. Have a great, absolutely wonderful day.